A word for you from Acts chapter 12, verse 4. And when he had seized him, he put him in prison, delivering him over to 4 squads of soldiers to guard him, intending after the Passover to bring him out to the people. Here is the situation. Peter is grabbed by the authorities. At that time, it was another Herod, and he had just killed James, who was the brother of John, with the sword. A cruel death. In fact, a true martyr's death. Not like the so-called martyrs of today who kill themselves and explode a suicide vest and killing others. They are not martyrs. They are sending themselves straight to hell. But James, a true believer in Jesus Christ, went straight to heaven, and the Lord wanted him to be there. And in this case, he didn't want instant death for Peter. Now, Peter didn't know this. We know it because we're on this side of all that happened. We can read it now in Acts chapter 12. But Peter didn't know what was going to happen to him. He had been in trouble with the law before. He had known what it was like to be roughly treated by the authorities because of faithfulness to his Lord. And so it was during the days of unleavened bread. Herod did this not because they had broken the law. Neither James nor Peter had broken the law in Israel, not at all, or the Roman law. But he did it, the Bible says, because it pleased the Jews. The hatred against Jesus Christ had not ended with his crucifixion. And so too, let us remember that hatred continues till today. Lenzondo isaqhubeka kuze kube namhlanje. And this hatred will do all it can to try and disturb God's people. But they forget that being God's people, God is in charge. He allowed James, the brother of John, to be killed with the sword. But it was not his will that the same should happen to Peter. Peter didn't know this. And so, when he sees himself being arrested and delivered to jail with 4 squads of soldiers, so that now each squad had a number of soldiers, he must have thought, well, I'm going to follow James and I will die very soon. It could have been, though, that he simply handed over his life to the Lord and said, "Let thy will be done."